and Arthur Lowe, John LaMetra, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. Don't Fence Me In, featuring John Lorre, Arnold Ridley, and Ian Lavender, with this week's guests, Larry Martin, Cyril Shapps, and John Ringham. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. Germany continues to wage war against Britain as Hitler persists in his ceaseless endeavor to bring this country to its knees. The Home Guard continues to do valuable jobs in all sorts of ways. It is Saturday morning and Captain Mannering and his platoon are out in the country 5 miles from their headquarters at Walmington-on-Sea.
Attention, men. I realize that you must all be wondering what we're doing out here in the middle of nowhere.
Permission to speak, sir?
Yes, Jones, we did it.
I just wanted to say, sir, you're quite correct, sir.
About what?
We are wondering.
Thank you, Joan. Fact is, we have been detailed to provide a relief guard at the prisoner of war camp located just beyond those trees. Regular army camp guards haven't had leave for months, so we are going to take over for the weekend.
Excuse me, sir. Does that mean we're going to come face to face with some Nazis at last, sir?
No, Fraser. They're not Nazis. They're Italians. So if Hitler does kick off during the next 2 days, we shall not be there to stop him. We shall be playing nursemaid to a bunch of comic opera soldiers.
I like Italians. I had a week in Sorrento once.
A week what?
That's enough,
Mr. Mannering.
Yes, Pike, what is it?
We won't have to eat Italian food, will we? I don't like anything greasy. It brings me out in spots.
No, don't be silly, Pike. Of course, you won't have to eat Italian food. By the way, Wilson, you sure this is the right place? Doesn't seem to be anyone about it.
I'm absolutely positive, sir.
How can you be so sure?
Well, there's a huge, great notice over there, sir. Look, see? MIW prisoner of war camp. Keep out. See? That sort of gave me a clue.
Yes. Fall the men out.
Yeah, very good, sir. Right, platoon. Fall out.
Really, Wilson, this is absurd. Who ever heard of a prisoner of war camp and no one on guard?
Well, perhaps if you rang the doorbell, someone might come, you think?
Don't talk nonsense. You don't have doorbells on POW camps. Suppose we just have to shout.
Mr. Mannering, I'd like to volunteer to shout. Please let me be the one to shout, sir. I can holler a bit as well, sir. I'm very good at that, sir. I've done a lot of hollering in my time, sir.
Yes, all right. Carry on.
Oh, thank you, sir. You're very good to me, you are, sir. Hello? Hello? Who's your lady friend?
Be quiet.
Is anybody there? If you are not there, say so.
I don't like the look of this, Mr. Mannering. It's just like Beaugest.
What do you mean, Pike?
Well, when the relief column reached the fort in the desert, and they looked up, and all the walls were lined with legionnaires, and they were all dead, and the captain shouted, "Anybody there?" And the next minute, he was flat on his face in the sand with a bullet in his brain.
You stupid boy.
That wasn't Bow Jess, that was Bow Legs.
Walker, please.
Look, sir, let me climb over the wire. It's not very high.
Well, I shouldn't do that, Mr. Fraser. It could be electricity-fied. You might get a shock.
If he was to climb over that wire wearing his kilt, we'd all get a shock.
Sir, there's someone coming out of that hut over there.
So there is.
What are you going to say to him, sir?
Don't worry, Wilson. Leave this to me.
All right.
Okay, my good man. What's going on?
Scusi. Non la capisco. Io sogno solamente un prigioniero di guerra. Parli con le guardie.
Ah. You know, Wilson, this looks very fishy to me. Who is in charge here?
Io non parlo l'inglese.
Oh, this is getting us nowhere. Anybody here speak Italian?
Yes, sir, he does.
Does anybody else speak Italian?
Excuse me, Mr. Mannering. I speak a little Italian.
Oh.
Oh, well done, Godfrey. Well, carry on.
Que gay leader, Manonina. Que le lasque really calda.
Come here, sir. Come here, sir.
What did you say to him?
I said, your tiny hand is frozen. Let me warm it back to life.
What on earth did you say that?
It's the only time I know, sir. You see, I'm very keen on opera.
No, this is absurd.
Excuse me, sir. That prisoner chappy has just opened the gate for us. Look.
Ah, so he has, yes. Right, in we go, Wilson. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yes, of course, sir.
You, Wilson, come with me.
Yes, sir.
We'll try that hut over there. You hear that?
It's rather catchy, isn't it?
Ridiculous. It's coming from inside this hut. Come on, let's go in.
Ah, buongiorno, comandante.
Who on earth are you? Why are all these men lying about in their bunks?
Io Bruno!
Just a minute. Take that confounded gramophone off of him.
Ah, yes, sorry. Io Bruno Franco dello Monteverdi.
How do you do? Captain Mannering and I'm Sergeant Wilson.
Just a minute. What do you think you're doing? These men are prisoners.
Yes, I know, sir. I know that. But surely we can still be polite.
Oh, God. Yeah. Look here, whatever your name is.
Bruno Franco.
Yes, all right. I'm not interested in all that rubbish. Don't you know that you stand up when an officer comes into the room?
Why should I stand up? You are the capitano. You should stand for me. I am generale.
Generale? General.
Si, generale Bruno Franco.
No, don't start all that again. Now, where are the troops who are supposed to be guarding the camp?
They go.
They go?
Yes, the commandante left you a note. Here it is, Sergeant.
Oh, thank you so much.
What does it say?
Yes. Forgive, please, we go. We catch 1:30 train to London. Otherwise, we miss our end week leave. Donny worry at a...
What?
Well, that's what it says here. Donny worry at Italian prisoners. They're quite tame. They work on farms in the week. See you at 20:00. That's 8:00.
Sir. Yes, that's all right. Who's it signed by?
Captain Vinogradsky, Free Polish Forces.
I never heard anything like this in my life. Oh, well, I suppose if you set one lot of foreigners to guard another lot of foreigners, what can you expect? Outrageous. I shall report this Captain Widwell. What's his name?
Vinogradsky.
Vinogradsky? To GHQ.
Oh, don't worry, Capitano. It's okay. I'll look after things until you come.
Yes, but that's not the point. We're supposed to be prisoners of war. Don't you understand? We're enemies.
What do you mean, enemies? I refuse to fight against the British. In the desert, I put up my hands and surrendered. How could I do otherwise? When I think of what the British did to help our great national hero, Giuseppe Garibaldi, free the Italian people from their oppressors. Viva Winston Churchill! Viva Garibaldi!
Garibaldi?
Yes, you know, sir. Like those lovely squashed fly biscuits.
Now, look. Personal feelings don't come into this. You are a POW, and I am here as a representative of His Majesty's government. And I'm going to see that this camp is run properly and without any familiarity.
Excuse me, Mr. Mannering. Shall I pull the men out?
Yes, all right, General.
Mr. Mannering, all right if we get a brew up going?
Hello, Joe. Come in, Stan. Nice to see you.
No, knock it off, Bruno. You don't know me.
How is that, Joe? You are my best friend.
A minute. What's going on here?
Well, that's the continental method, sir. They do a lot of kissing on the continent.
Well, could you know this man?
No. I've never seen him before in my life.
No, I never seen him before. I make mistakes.
If you ask me, it all looks rather queer.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Not here, you. Had enough of all this foreign business. From now on, we're going to run things my way. By the book. Do you understand?
Si.
Now, for a start, what are all these men doing in bed?
Siesta.
Shouldn't see about that. Come on, up. Get on your feet. Come on.
Yes, come on, please.
Come on, up you
get. Yes, do get up. It's awfully nice out.
Don't wake them up. They work hard all the week on the farm.
I have to work hard all the week at the bank. But I don't spend my time lounging about in bed. I'm up and about, defending my country.
They would be up and about defending their country. But it's too far away.
Poppycock. Come on, get up. Get up. Come on, move.
Hey, sir, gently, can't you stop him?
Take your hands off my sergeant at once. How dare you? Come on, stand up straight like real soldiers.
But I keep telling you, we don't want to be real soldiers. We're not enemies.
Until I get orders to the contrary, we are enemies.
Capitano, you are a very hard man.
I have to be hard, General. Otherwise, we'd all be under the Nazi jackboot by now. But if you won't do anything about your men, I will. I'll soon look them into shape. Corporal Jones!
Sir?
Get these men outside and then count them. With the others, there should be 60 altogether.
Right, sir. Now, come on, you lot. Outside, come on. Move! Otherwise, you feel the sharp end of my bayonet. Come along now. It's more like it. That's the only language they understand, Mr. Mannering. They don't like it up and so they don't like it up and so. Come along now. Hop.
That's the stuff, Jones. Keep them on the move.
Yes, sir.
Capitano, you are a very cruel man.
Nonsense. You don't think I'm enjoying this, do you? Wilson, open that window. I want to watch this.
All right, sir.
That's better. All right, Corporal Jones, get them in three lines. Start counting them. Get Fraser to help you.
Right, sir. Come on, you lot. Get into line.
Jones will soon find out if there are any missing.
He's going to have a bit of a job, sir. They all look alike to me.
No, it's Chinese that look alike, Wilson. Like Chinese.
Yes, sir. And these all look alike. Like Italians.
28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 50. Shut up, Jock. You're getting me all mixed up. We'll have to start again now.
Just a little bit of confusion here, General. Soon get it sorted out. Probably a language problem.
Yes, Fraser Scott's accent can be quite broad at times.
Yeah, thank you, Will.
Come, Mannering! They're all here, all 60 of them.
All right, Fraser. Now, Jones, I want you to give them some drill. Smart them up a bit.
Right, sir.
Right, General. Now, here's your chance to see a first-class British NCO at work. He'll soon lick your men into shape. Carry on, Jones!
Very good, sir. Wait! March! Wait! March! Boy, don't worry, Mr. Mannering. I've got it. Avanti! Leave!
Go!
Leave!
Go!
Squad! Out! Squad! Out! Out! Mr. Mannering, sir. What's the Italian for halt? Never mind. Too late.
Come on. Where the devil are you? Damn eye ties. Can't I tell the time? Hello, who's this?
Joe!
Bruno! I'm over here!
Hello, Joe. I'm sorry I'm late.
Well, don't worry about that now. Look, Bruno. Uh-huh. I'm going to get your blokes out tonight as arranged, okay?
No. It's too risky. That Capitano Mannering's a nuisance. He watches us all the time.
Look, don't worry about him. We'll get him out through the tunnel.
I still say it's too dangerous. I could get shot for this.
You're not the only one, mate. If I don't fulfill my orders, it'll be the end of me.
I suppose you're right. Without you, our cause would be lost.
Right, so don't forget it. Now, look, I shall be off duty in an hour and a half. That's 9:30, 21:30. Understand?
Si.
Good. Now, as soon as I get off, I'm going to nip into Warmington on the bike, collect the van, bring it back here, and park it just off the road by the wire.
I never heard any of a damn silly normal life squashing us all in this watchtower like this.
Well, I can't help it. Captain Mannering's orders.
Yeah, Mr. Mannering was awfully cross. He phoned up GHQ and reported that Captain Vina Grodsky for leaving the camp unguarded.
He says from now on, this place is going to be run like a proper prisoner of war camp.
I reckon we've been treating them too well. If you was captured by the whirling dervishes, they used to peg you out in the sun for days until you became a gibbering idiot.
If you ask me, you must have been a prisoner for an awful long time.
Hey, look out, Mr. Jones. Two unidentified intruders approaching.
Oh, thanks, Pikey. Halt! Who goes there? Friend or foe?
Hello now, Jones. Your commanding officer, Captain Mannering.
Watchtower detail, all present and correct, sir.
Mind if I say something, sir?
What is it?
Well, you see, the man had been up this watchtower. There were 2 hours now, and apparently nothing's happened. Do you think that perhaps Walker's not going to try tonight after all?
No. Believe me, Wilson, I know the criminal mind. Walker's bound to show his hand sooner or later.
Well, I hope it's sooner. My feet are frozen up here.
Oh, stop moaning, Pike. About time you grew up.
It's not my fault, Mr. Mannering. Cold feet run in our family. My mama's the same trouble. She gets terribly cold feet when she's in bed.
Yes, that's true.
How do you...
She mentioned it a couple of times.
I see.
Godfrey?
Yes, Mr. Mannering.
You're quite sure that you heard Walker say he was going to help the prisoners escape tonight?
Oh, yes, Mr. Mannering. I heard their conversation quite clearly.
What exactly did they say?
Well, Mr. Walker said that he'd got to fulfill his orders to get them out through the tunnel and away in the van. Then they've got to get the radio working by dawn.
I still can't believe it, sir, that Walker's a fifth columnist.
I can. Oh, I can. No, we said that fellow was no good. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
All right.
Joe and I have been pals for years, Mr. Mannering. To think that all this time I've been harbouring a viper between my bosoms.
Oh, I wouldn't quite put
it
like
that. Just a minute. Sir, look, over there. What's that?
Where?
Yep, that's Walker. Yep, right, come on, men. Follow me and keep quiet. Right. When I give the word, we rush in and we catch Walker red-handed.
All right, sir.
Now! All right, Walker, the game's up. We know you...
No. There's no one here, sir.
The tunnel, that's it. They've got out through the tunnel. Must be under these floorboards somewhere. We've got to find out.
I know, sir. Under that stove. I bet it's singed. Can you give me a hand, Mr. Fraser?
Come on, son.
Yes, I was right. Look.
How on earth did you know where it was, Pike?
Sergeant Wilson and I saw it in that film, Escape from Stalag 9. Do you remember Uncle Arthur?
Yeah, that's right, Frank. That's right. But not one of my favourite films. Let's see now. Who was in
that? Oh, never mind about that. But... Wilson, you take Fraser, pick up Godfrey, and cover the other end of the tunnel.
Well, how do I know where to find the other end of the tunnel?
Ah.
Permission to be suggestive, sir.
Yes, carry on, Jones.
Well, sir, the Romans used to build their roads straight, not like the Saxons, who used to do a lot of curving about. So perhaps when these Itais build their tunnels, they build them straight.
Yes, it's good thinking, Jones. Now, let's see. If that is the case, it should come out about 100 yards... to the left of the main gate.
Aye, and there's some woods by the roadside there, Captain Mannering.
Well, that's it then, isn't it? Right, off you go, Wilson.
All right, sir. Come on, Fraser.
I'm coming, sir.
Jones and Pike, you two come with me.
Where are we going, Mr. Mannering?
We're going down this tunnel.
I don't like the look of that tunnel, Mr. Mannering. It's all small and dark. I don't like the dark. My mum still leaves a little light on in my room
at night. Come on.
Well, you wait till my mummy hears about this. I expect there's all sorts of creepy, crawly things down there.
Will you be quiet? Come on, hurry up, you lot. In the van with you. We haven't got all night. Jump in, Bruno. I'll just close the back up and we'll get going. Stay where you are, you traitor.
Hey, what are you... Here, sure.
You gone balmy, have you? Put that rifle down.
Traitor, I say.
Blimey, don't shoot.
No, I'm not going to shoot. Shooting's too good for the likes of you. We're going to string you up to the hung entry. To the hung entry.
There you are, Walker. You know, really, this is too bad. It really is. It's just not cricket, you know.
Why? What is it? I mean, what are you talking about?
It's no use, Walker. We know you were trying to help these prisoners to escape.
Escape? I'm not trying to help them escape. I'm taking them on the night shift.
Night shift?
Yeah, I've got them all working in one of my sheds. They're assembling radios for me.
But just a minute. How long has this been going on?
Oh, months.
Well, I mean, you can't get labour these days, can you? Look, I'll go broke if I don't fulfil my orders.
Oh, those sort of orders.
Oh, Lord, I suppose you'd better tell Captain Mannering.
Where is he?
Well, he's in the tunnel.
Wilson! Wilson, are you there? Help me out, will you?
Right, coming, sir.
Coming, sir. Come on, Mr. Mannering. You're almost there. Here, give us your hand. There. How do you feel now?
How dare you walk?
Let go of me, you fifth columnist.
No, 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 sir. He's not a fifth columnist, sir. He was taking the prisoners out to repair radios for him.
What? I'm having court-martial for this. Walker, consider yourself under arrest. Jones, Pike, you will escort the prisoner. Jones? Pike? Where'd they got to?
Here I am, Captain Mannering. I didn't like it down there, sir. No, I did not. There was no air. I was nearly sophisticated.
Uncle Arthur, Mum won't half be mad at me. Look at my uniform.
No,
it's all dirty.
Stop whining, boy. This is war.
Just a minute, sir. Listen there. Sounds like a car just drawn up at the main gates.
I wonder who that can be.
Halt! Who goes there?
Captain Turner from GHQ.
You hear that, sir? It's Captain Turner.
What on earth does he want?
He must have come about your call to GHQ earlier.
Good Lord. I'd forgotten all about that. Wilson, get the prisoners out of that van. Back through the tunnel and into the hut. Yes, and sir. Take Walker with you. I'll try and keep Captain Turner from going in there for as long as possible. Jones, Fraser, Pike, come with me.
Aye, sir.
Now, look here. Open up this gate at once. I want to see Captain Mannering.
Good evening, sir. Here I am.
Now, look here, Mannering, what's all this about Captain Vinogradsky clearing off and leaving no one on guard?
Oh, nothing at all, sir. Storm in a teacup. Storm in a teacup. I've sorted it all out.
Oh, good. Well, anyway, tell your fellows to open the gate. As I'm here, I think I'll have a look round.
Oh. Yes. Of course. Well, very. Jenkins, open the gate.
Right, sir.
Now, you'll come with me, Mannering.
Oh, yes, sir, yes. I'm right behind you.
Have you checked all the prisoners?
Yes, I've counted them. There are exactly 60.
I counted them too, sir.
Ahoy. And I counted them as well, sir. 60.
I wanted to count them, but they wouldn't let me.
Well, now I'm going to count them. Come on.
Jonesy, Captain Turner's taking us straight towards the heart of the tunnel.
Oh, don't you worry, Jack. I've pulled the stove back into place after we went down the tunnel.
Oh, that may be so, man, but there'll not be any prisoners in that hut. Robert Walker and Sergeant Wilson.
Blimey, so they are. Captain Turner.
Yes, Corporal.
I shouldn't go in that hut if I were you, sir.
Why not?
Well, it's not a very nice hut, that one, sir. Why don't you go in one of them nice huts over there, sir?
I don't want to go in one of those nice huts over there. I want to go into this hut. Come on, Mannering.
Yes, sir.
Good heavens. The place is empty. Well, where are the prisoners that are supposed to be accommodated in this hut?
Well,
They're sleeping in one of the other huts, you see, sir. I told you, this isn't a very nice hut.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
Well, the roof leaks and the snow comes in.
In July?
Well, what I mean is it would come in if it was winter.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Now, I want you to go and get all the POWs in the camp and line them up outside the door of this hut.
All of them, sir?
Yes, all of them. I want to count them. Let me know when you've got them assembled, Corporal. And then they can come in, file through the hut, and go out through that door down the other end. Well, that should be a pretty foolproof way of counting them, don't you think, Mannering?
Yes, sir. Yes. Very good scheme, sir. Yeah, look, sir, there's something that you ought to know.
Excuse me interrupting, sir. I will now go and carry out Captain Turner's instructions.
No use, sir.
I will go and get the POWs and I will send them through the hut. And there will be exactly 60 of them, sir. Private Fraser, Private Pike, come with me.
We're going, Corporal.
And be quick about it.
That was a stupid thing to say, Jonesy. How are we going to send 60 prisoners through? 20 are missing.
Didn't you ever go to the pantomime when you was a kid?
Hey, I've got it, Mr. Jones, yes. Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves.
Yeah, that's right. We keep sending the same lot of prisoners round and round again.
It'll never work, I tell you. It'll never work.
Oh, shut up. Go and get them lined up. Come on, Mr.
Efficient corporal you've got there, Mannering. Seems to know what he's doing.
Well, I do hope so, sir.
Yeah, well. And I want to get this over with as soon as possible and get back to bed. I don't like being called out in the middle of the night.
Oh, I'm sure it won't be long now, sir, before things come to a head. 60 heads.
Prisoners all ready for counting, sir.
Thank you, Corporal. Send them through.
Very good, sir. Private Pike, send the prisoners through at the double.
Right, Corporal, coming through now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. That's the first 20, sir.
Correct. Send the next lot through.
Right, sir. Private Pike, send the next lot through.
All right, Corporal, here they come.
22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, 34, 36, 30, 40, 40, sir.
Jolly good. That leaves just 20 to come.
Right, sir. Private Pike, next lot.
Won't be a moment, Corporal. Right, come on, you lot. In you go again. Go on, old Corey. Chop, chop. Corporal, your last arm.
Thank you, Private Pike.
You know, Mannering, it's a funny thing, but a lot of these Italians seem to look alike.
Yes, I know, sir. It's the same with the Chinese.
60, sir.
Good. Oh, and then they're all accounted for. What on earth? Hey, what's happened to that stove? It's fallen over.
Yes, it needs seeing to.
Right, up you go, you lot. Come on, Bruno, hurry up.
Okay,
go on,
there you go.
Avanti, avanti, vai presto.
Go on. I don't understand this, Mannering. Who are these prisoners?
Yes, sir, that's an awfully good question, sir.
Thank you. What's the answer?
Well, I... Corporal Jones, tell Captain Turner who these other prisoners are.
Yeah, very good, sir. Well, these prisoners are the same prisoners as the ones that went before the ones that they have just been. In other words, they're the old prisoners. By that, sir, I don't mean you're old in the getting on false teeth, bath chair and glasses and all mingy dingy. I mean the old ones that have been here before. I don't mean that, sir. You let me know if you're following my gist.
Just be quiet a moment, Corporal. Yes, sir. Look, Mannering, what on earth's going on?
Well, she...
Ah, Comandante Buonasera.
Who's this?
Io Bruno Franco.
No, not that again. Get back in line. Jones, take charge of this prisoner.
Yeah, very good, sir. Come along, you spaghetti nibbler. Come along, back.
Mannering, I still don't understand.
Well, it's rather difficult to explain, you see. Here's my sergeant, sir. Coming through the floor. I'll just ask him what's happening. Sergeant Wilson, Captain Turner wants to know what's going on.
Well, sir, it's really quite simple. They're a working party, and they've been to inspect the drains, you see, sir. See, ever since Private Godfrey arrived on the camp, the overflow pipes seem to have been giving rather a lot of trouble.
That episode of Dad's Army, based on the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft. You heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Mannering, John LeMessurier as Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Lorry, Private Fraser, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, Ian Lever, the Private Pike, Larry Martin, Private Walker, Cyril Shapps, General Monteverdi, John Ringham, Captain Turner, and Sean Probert as the prisoner of war in the centre. Don't Fence Me In was adapted for radio by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles and produced by John Dias.